and the former AC Milan and Barcelona striker wasn't done with there, scoring a fourth in added on time. Hart's header never looked good enough, but he didn't bank on the incredible improvisation and skill from Ibrahimovic, whose staggering overhead kick found the net. Simply stunning. With England fans moved to applaud behind the goal.
So that was Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Love him or loathe him, he does come out with moments of quite ridiculous brilliance, as we saw in that friendly this week. A lot of people saying it's the greatest goal of all time, or certainly up there. Let's find out from the fellows. TB.
Does Joe Hart get an assist for that? Because it was a poor header, wasn't it?
Terrible piece of goalkeeping.
As a clearance, it was a poor header. I don't think it's the best goal ever. I don't think so.
What would be up there for you?
Philip Albert, Newcastle United against against Manchester United. Any one of Alan Shearer's goals. No, that chip for Philip Albert was quite astonishing. In terms of overhead kicks, a lot of people say Wayne Rooney's for Manchester United against City was better, technically better. I don't think that goal was.
Does it matter about the situation as well? Because a lot of people
definitely.
Are saying this is
yeah.
you know
of
this
course.
Is an international friendly.
Of course,
we're into extra time. Yeah. The Dame said you might as well have a pop.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I think we're all in agreement what a goal it was. And I think the great thing about it as well, as you rightly mentioned, Joe Hart, it was a poor header. But Zlatan Ibrahimovic put the brakes on. He knew the header, he judged the bounce well, he put the brakes on. And then the improvisation to get to the height that he does from what, fully 30-yard overhead kick. I think the goal was incredible. Is it the greatest ever? No, for me it's not. You know, I point to goals, Diego Maradona against England, for example, 1986 World Cup, just because in the stage that it was on. As well as that, Esteban Cambiaso, the one after 42 passes. I'm much more of a team kind of guy for goals. So for in that side of things, 42 passes for Argentina, 2006 World Cup, and finished off with a lovely finish. I think that, for me, defines a great goal more than just a moment of... And let's be honest as well, Ibrahimovic, it was a great goal, but there is an element of luck involved
so,
in that as well.
So what you're saying is there's no Ian McCarty.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, team boy. Okay.
I thought you were a big fan of that Paul Gascoigne goal and it was at Euro 96.
No.
Didn't he flip it over the head, then whack it past the Scottish
goal.
Goalkeeper?
Yeah. Yeah. Alan Shearer header also in that game was quite a good goal as well.
Horrendous goal, may I add. But no, that was a fine goal. But in terms of looking at the greatest ever, you know, another one is Marco van Basten's, that volley from the ridiculous angle against Czechoslovakia in the Euro final. I mean, that goal, because it's the stage that it's on. I look back as well, Zinedine Zidane, the volley against Bayer Leverkusen for Real Madrid in the Champions League final.
Why does no one mention free kicks when mentioning greatest goals of all time? I mean, not being tactically or technically a great footballer in any sense of the word, but why are we not talking about Roberto Carlos's ridiculous free kick in the World Cup, etc.? Why do free kicks not register?
I guess it's to do with you have time to up where a lot of the greatest goals are just inspiration, just spur of the moment, or, you know, going with the flow of the game. Whereas Roberto Carlos, again, don't take anything away from him, that free kick is absolutely fantastic, but it's just the element, he had total control over what he was doing, he had time to think about it. Whereas Zlatan Ibrahimovic, it's a split second, the ball's up in the air, and as I say, that the height with which he gets to is just incredible.
If you put Ibrahimovic's goal against England in a World Cup final in the last 5 minutes, there would be no doubt that would be the greatest goal ever scored in football. As you say, the moment goes a long way to suggest how important and how good that goal is. It was a technically brilliant goal, but I don't think it was the best ever.
Brandos?
Yeah, I'm with the guys. I think, and Chris has got a good point, you know, the element of luck in that goal, I think, just takes a little bit away from it. For me, not being biased, of course, and no offence, Bush, but I think Bergkamp's goal against Newcastle...
Yeah. I think that was disallowed, wasn't it?
Going back a decade or so now.
What a goal that was.
The man was just full of genius. He scored a handful of goals that just, you know, and the thing about them was that you couldn't see a goal coming from that situation. I think that's what's made his goal so good. You couldn't see a goal coming from Ibrahimovic's situation either, but there was an element of luck in that. There was no luck in Bergkamp's goals. They were pure class, mate.
He thought, you know, they were winning. They were about to finish the game. He just thought, I'll give this a go.
So we're all agreed. It's not the greatest of all time. Yeah?
No.
So Zlatan, if you are listening, all right, 4 goals in one game.
Great.
Possibly one of the greatest of all time. Not according to the grill. All right, fella. Yeah. Keep trying. Better luck next time.
Jog on, mate.